Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were soft across the board today, led lower initially by the wheat futures, and then midday, the front month of the soybeans took over, with May being the weakest grain contract on the board. May soybeans were down 22 and three quarters at 1461 and three quarters. And then corn futures down 8 to 12 cents, also hit the hardest on the front end there. But the overall kind of idea today is that we've had this big report on Monday from the USDA, which was a big bullish factor. The market reacted bullish anyway. Now we're seeing some reversing of that here. And the biggest reversal we've seen is in spreads anyway is old crop, new crop, soybean spreads. They've taken a nickel to 6 cents off of that July-November soybean spread today after rallying sharply the last couple days. And then wheat futures, of course, that July Kansas City wheat futures is about 741 at the close today, down 15 cents. And that's 55 cents or roughly 55 cents off the high we saw a few weeks ago at 794. But remember, the market was at $6 not that long ago. So we're still $1.40 above that. And, of course, we've got some rainfall forecast today and tomorrow, which is adding pressure. And then lack of news out of Russia and Ukraine is also helping to the downside.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
With all these futures contracts under pressure today, well, you would expect some sort of major news changing the market. But really, it's just kind of a retracement of the post-USDA report from earlier this week, and that's weighing here. We're down 13 or so in the corn due to that. We had an ethanol report this morning, which showed huge profit margins. They're saying in Iowa, according to this ethanol report in Iowa, profit margins are about $4.40 a bushel, so that's a really strong number. Total production for the week was up 6.45 million barrels, and then that puts the overall stocks up on the week to 15.875 million barrels. So the ethanol demand here is still strong, even with corn prices increasing over the past week. The other thing we've got is the report tomorrow, the export report, which we may see some more cancellations. We're estimating bean exports to be 0 to 200,000 metric tons for the old crop and 350 to 550 for the new crop. Corn, 850 to 1.15. So a strong number there for corn, and we're estimating wheat exports to be between 200 and 400,000 metric tons total. No real surprises expected in that.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were down 15 cents at 144.60. April feeders were up 77 at 177.22. And April lean hogs finished the day down 80 cents at $127 even. In the grains, Kansas City May wheat was down 14 and three quarters, 738 and three quarters. Chicago May corn off 11 and three quarters at 495 and three quarters. May soybeans down 22 and a quarter cents at 1462 and one quarter. And in the cotton markets, May cotton was down 56 points and closed at 91.51 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.